Television action man Bear Grylls is going to drop in on arenas around the country on his first ever arena tour this October. He's promising to bring the great outdoors indoor to celebrate some of the world's most amazing feats of courage, endurance and endeavour. The 12-day October tour is called Endeavour and it's going to take audiences on expeditions around the globe. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it, my phone guest today is the man himself. So, Bear, for those still not quite sure what they're going to see, tell us about it. Why should people come?
Oh, nice to meet you, Graham. Yeah, no, I'm super excited for this. You know, it's been 2 years in the making. It's probably the most ambitious project we've done, you know, for a long time. And I think there's something special always about live shows, you know, big arena shows that you don't get just on TV. But as you said, it's called Endeavour, and it's really celebrating some of the greatest feats of endurance and courage and triumph of the human spirit over crazy odds and adversity. We're using all this 3D mapping so we can bring all these arenas to life that feels like you're inside these jungles on top of mountains, flying around doing all this aerial acrobatics as well. And it's going to be fun, you know, part of it is free. But at the end of it, it's inspiring and it's meant to leave you feeling like you get out there and conquer the world. So that's the show.
Well, it sounds amazing. I guess, you know, it sets its own challenges, but how do you turn a TV show into an arena experience?
I mean, these are a lot of the stories I've grown up on and have inspired me at such a young age. But what's fun is really bringing them to life in such an immersive way so you feel actually you're in the adventure. And you can't do that just on TV, sat at home watching a small screen, you know. So that's why, you know, these live shows are so different and can be so powerful if they're done right. You know, my goal through all of the stuff we do is all about encouraging and inspiring people to go for it in their lives and, you know, take some risks and have their dreams and go for things and not give up. And we all have our own Everest in our life. And this is really sort of encouraging people to be able to go for it. But it is a spectacular endeavour, you know, it really is. And it's fun to see come together. I know it's good when we sit with the technicians in Pinewood testing a lot of this stuff. And these guys are invariably pretty, you know, they're hardened to this stuff. Nothing impresses them. And one of them said to me the other day, he goes, "Okay, I'll give it to you. This show's cool."
Oh, fantastic.
I went, "Okay, well, there you go. It's praise indeed."
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to tell everybody you all the dates. They're all going to be on our websites. But looking at the aspect of doing this in front of an audience, I mean, I know that you've had some great high-profile names on your shows, not least of all, and I'm going to mention the President of the United States, but are you going to get members of the public on stage to take part at all?
Yeah, we definitely have some audience participation. I won't spoil it. What we're doing, but yeah, that's definitely a fun part of it. I'm excited to come to Leeds. My sister lives up there, so I had to do Leeds, otherwise she'd kill me. Sheffield, Land Rover, a big sponsor of ours, and are sponsoring Endeavour as well, so we've got to come there, the heart of Land Rover country. And yeah, you know, looking forward to getting up close and personal with lots of people on this one. So yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, you got up close and personal with Barack Obama when you took him on an expedition. How would you rate him as a natural survivor?
Well, the thing is, survival is all about spirit. You know, that quiet courage, determination, resourcefulness, and you know, calm under pressure. And you know, regardless of your politics, that man has a lot of those qualities in spades. So it was such an honour to take him away, and definitely one I won't forget, and a show I'm really proud of. But no, he was amazing, you know. I was definitely pretty nervous before that one, but my mum always used to say, everyone puts their trousers on one leg at a time, whoever they are. Everyone's normal at the end of the day. So, but he was definitely an inspiration and an amazing man to adventure with.
You seem to be getting on famously with him. I mean, there were even some suggestions of a bromance going on there. I mean, can you actually now call the President of the United States your friend?
Oh, best buddies. hey, listen, you know, it was an honour to take him away for an adventure. Having said that, we did take the family to the White House like a month ago. He said, come and bring the kids. So we did get to do that. So that was fun. But in a way, it was almost more nerve-wracking going there, you know, onto his territory. I think the Wild is a great leveller, and once you're out there, you sort of forget almost that this person is the leader of the free world, you know. But I'm not sure I can yet call him a sort of a close buddy in earnest, but an amazing man, and I'm a fan.
I mean, it almost seemed like you were up there alone. We got a bit of a glimpse of what was going on around you, but how many agents were hiding behind the nearest rock?
Well, a lot. You know, I thought we might have five or six or so, but there were like 50 or 60, you know, snipers in all the mountains, everywhere you look, sort of men hiding in bushes and blacked out and guns everywhere and helicopters in the air. So it was an amazing sort of operation to be part of and see how, you know, this guy rides around, you know. But actually, they gave us a lot of space. They just cleared the whole area, and the helicopters did their sweeps and all of that. And really, then it just allowed him and me to do our stuff with a couple of camera guys and a couple of his close guys nearby. And then we just went and did it.
Yeah, you got him to do some amazing things. I think you were eating raw salmon, shared a bottle of water. You did all kinds of things together. But one of the things that you tend to do, when it always goes down a storm, particularly with the kids, is when you drink your own urine. Now, is that something you're going to be doing at the arenas?
Well, hey, well, listen, let's not spoil any surprises. There is definitely audience participation, and the heart of survival is going the extra mile, digging deep. So we're waiting to see. But the main goal for these live shows is to inspire people and not to break people, but it's meant to be a fun time out for the family. So it will, as I said, leave you hopefully feeling like you can really tackle anything. That's the goal. But along the way, there might be a little bit of pain.
Well, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to chat to you today. Can't wait to see you. I'll be telling everybody about the Glasgow, Leeds, Nottingham, Liverpool, Belfast, Dublin, Birmingham, Cardiff, Newcastle, Manchester, and of course, Sheffield Arenas, where you're going to be bringing the tour this October. So, Bear, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Graham. Nice to speak to you. Have a good day, buddy.
Bye-bye.